With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. A federal judge on Wednesday temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's administration from firing workers during the government shutdown, saying the cuts appeared to be politically motivated and were being carried out without much thought. The government shutdown is delaying another major economic report during a period of stubbornly persistent inflation and a sharp slowdown in hiring. The Labor Department's monthly inflation data was scheduled for release Wednesday, but late last week was postponed until October 24th. The two-week-old federal government shutdown is costing the U.S. economy about $15 billion a day in lost output. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. CVS has finished buying customer prescription files from hundreds of closed Rite Aid drugstores and is now running 63 of the defunct chain's locations. The company is operating former Rite Aid and Bartell drugstores in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.